Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Welcome to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stamos. And today we're going to be talking about your dreams. What are they? How do you build your dreams into reality? I've been interviewing many of our workshop leaders who are coming to Women of Wisdom, February 17th through 21st. And today I have one of our featured guests. The WOW is known to bring amazing women leaders that inspire women to become all that they dream to be. Our motto is empowering the dreams and spirit of women. And that's what happens when women come together. Our commonality is we're women and we all have spirit. We can embrace our differences when we come together knowing we are much alike, how much alike we are. So we all have dreams. We all have our unique gifts that we can share, and we can honor that in each other when we know that we don't have to compete with each other because we are unique and we can work together when we honor that. So each one of us brings something special to contribute to the whole, and life becomes much more interesting when diversity is present. We've had 18 years in Seattle bringing wise women such as Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolen, Marion Widman, Joan Barsenko, Isabel Allende, and many more. And many of these talks are in my Women of Wisdom book, so their inspiring words live on and reach many lives. And many women have changed their lives at the WOW Conference because they see others just like themselves who followed their dreams, claimed their gifts, and are sharing them with other people. So they start to see the potential they can become as well. See the possibilities, and they get that support from each woman there. And it's an important gift we give to each other, witnessing each other's dreams. So you can experience these women and their powerful messages this February 17th to 21st in Seattle at the 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Our theme is Woman Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. And you can go to www.womenofwisdom.org and read all about it. So my guest today is Marsha Weider, and she's going to be giving a keynote at Women of Wisdom and also a workshop. Marsha is leading a dream movement. She is the CEO and founder of Dream University. She's been coaching, training, and speaking her inspiring message for over 20 years. She has a riveting style that impacts people worldwide, whether she's speaking to the Stanford Business School, executives in China, or young women at the Girl Scout camp. She's the personal dream coach to Jack Canfield and stars in Beyond the Secret with Bob Proctor and is a member of the prestigious Transformational Leadership Council with John Gray and Marion Williamson. For 12 years, Marsha owned and operated her own marketing business based in the National Press Building in Washington, D.C., and she grew it to a $3 million company with 14 employees. Her business efforts earned her numerous awards, including the SBA's Women in Business Advocate of the Year. Marsha has appeared several times on Oprah, The Today Show, and her own PBS TV special. She has written 14 books that have been translated into numerous languages. And her newest book is called Dreams Are Whispers from the Soul. She developed the Dream Coach Certification Program, where she has certified close to 1,000 dream coaches. Marsha is changing the way we speak about accomplishing our dreams, and she'll present on Saturday evening, February 19th, a talk called Igniting Passion in Your Life, and on Sunday, February 20th, a workshop, On Your Way in Just One Day. So welcome, Marsha.
Thank you. I'm so excited about being here. Ironically, I'm packing and on my way to the Seattle airport this afternoon, and then I'll be back again next month to spend some time with you and all your fabulous women.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. So you speak of a new paradigm for women being powerful, which includes having compassion, effectiveness, thoughtfulness, and success. And visionary women, they're rapidly making inroads to places where men were, had dominated in the past. So, and I'm seeing this all over, especially through the internet. I think that's, it, the internet, I think, is just creating such a place for women to find each other, because we're, we can discover what everybody's doing. And when you hear other people's stories, you feel empowered. So you show women how to dream big, how to share a vision that inspires, how to succeed self-limited expectations that, we put on ourselves and others. And you inspire them to dream big and take risks. Well, I want to know first about your story, because we learn from people's stories. So how did you go from having a marketing firm that you built to a $3 million company to be America's dream coach?
I know. You know, when I announced to family and friends that I was closing my marketing business to move to San Francisco to become the CEO and founder of a new company I was starting called Dream University, people thought I had lost my mind. They, you know, yeah, they said things to me like, gee, do you have to call it dreaming? You used to be so credible, Marcia. Can't you call it goal setting? And although I think goal setting is really useful, I'm passionate about dreams. And if I had to really trace back, I would say that it really started by asking myself a very confronting question. And the question was, how do I want my life to be? And it's confronting because if you're someone who practices living with integrity, the next question has to be, and what am I willing to do about it? And I think a lot of us never ask the first question because we don't want to hear the answer to the second one. But I, you know, I was living my life in 15-minute increments, breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings. I was, you know, as you read in the intro bio, I was very active with NABO, and just I was just working all the time. And now I can look back and say, you know, I really, I had my my B list, the things I was not happy with. My B list included my body, my boyfriend, my bank account, my business, and the building that I was living in.
Oh my goodness.
And I really started this overhaul, and I went on what I will teach at the workshop when I come to speak with you, is really how to go on a passion quest, meaning how do you take the time to discover who am I now? Because who we were in our 30s and 40s isn't who we are in our 50s and 60s. And at different times and stages of life, we have different dreams and different needs. So I started doing this passion quest. It led me to volunteer work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, where my heart really, really just opened so joyfully, because I knew at some level I was being shown my purpose, my passion, my calling. I didn't quite know what to do with it at the time. And now I've gone on to write 14 books, and my friends joke, they say, you created an industry, you know, but it's great because I, like you, I'm always having to work on myself, I'm always having to go deeper, I'm having to really look at how every single thing in my life, the things that I've celebrated and the things that I've grieved, have really formed me to be me. And then what there is to do is to just bring your gifts and service. And I think that's what living on purpose is really all about, which is what my work is really about.
Well, I'm curious because I don't want the audience to think that this was just, one day you decided to move and go to San Francisco.
Oh, no, this is 30 years. What were you going to ask?
Well, how long was this process? I mean, you know.
Well, once I actually got the passion quest did happen very quickly. I started saying no more and no thank you to the things in my life that were no longer true. I knew I wanted to move. I wanted to live. I started making up a dream. So my dream was to live in a cosmopolitan city near the water where it didn't snow, to be paid well for doing work that I loved, to be in a loving, committed relationship. I mean, I started really working on the dream within about a month it was actually defined. It then took the next 6 months to actually begin the execution. But here it is 30 years later, and it wasn't like I said, oh, I'm going to spend the next 30 years of my life teaching people how to make dreams come true. It's just that life and God and the people around me kept saying, this is who you are, this is what you're doing. And anytime I tried to turn my back on it, I was turned back to, no, this is who you are and what you're doing. So, I mean, to live on purpose, I believe, requires that we have a spiritual practice. And in my deep spiritual practice, you know, every single day hearing from God, and whatever that means to you, but journals filled with direct guidance and information, and then the courage to act on it without knowing if it would work or how it would work really developed me to speak about a message that I have become. So every single thing that I teach, I'm very proud to say, every principle, every concept, every word, every story are things that I have lived through personally. And I lived through it, and then I try to find an effective way to teach about it and help other people. And the feedback that I get from people is, wow, that's so authentic. And I'm like, well, yeah, I lived through it. So no, it didn't happen overnight. And let me also just say, Chris, and then about 3 years ago, I asked the question again. So now I'm living in San Francisco. I've got a very successful business. I'm helping a lot of people. I'm traveling around the world, but I'm starting to get that old feeling again of what is my life really about? And I asked the question again, you know, how do I want my life to be and what am I willing to do about it? And this time the passion quest took 3 years. And let me just say, I still had to pay the bills. I still had to cover the mortgage. It wasn't like I got to put the rest of my life on hold, but I really started going through life with my antenna up, paying attention to what is my life really in service to.
Yes, it strikes me when you were talking, it's about listening. It's a really deep inner listening process to come to that. And it's paying attention. I was sharing with you when we talked privately that, you know, something will come out of my mouth and I don't even know where it came from. And there I'm like, oh, it's God speaking.
And that deeper listening to what's coming out of your mouth is such a level of mastery. I so respect that you do that. And not just listening to it, but integrity. Because to me, the core building block for manifestation is intention and integrity. Nothing activates the voice of doubt and fear more or faster than saying you're going to do one thing and doing another. And if people could really, really get this core principle, I think we would see peace and food for everyone on the planet.
Yes, wouldn't that be nice? Well, thank you, Marcia. We're going to take a little break now. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We'll be back and talk more with Marcia Weider.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today. Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
So I want to share that song, Pray Like a Woman, is written and sung by Lorraine Bays, who's been a music director at Women of Wisdom for many years and is one of our performers, has really contributed a lot to Women of Wisdom. So it's really a special song. So again, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we have Marsha Weider. So we're talking about dreams, and I was thinking about how many of us, when we're younger, we have these dreams, they can almost feel like fantasies of something we want to do in our life, and when we're in high school or even younger, and then life just sort of takes over. You get married, you have kids, and there's all these other obligations. So Marsha, what do you tell people in that situation?
Yeah, well, one of the things I'm going to do in just a second is I'm going to give out three free ebooks. I'm going to give people a gift to help them connect back to their dreams. So you might want to grab a pen or something. I'll give that out in a second. Many of us, we're so mired in reality and we're so busy living from our clocks and our calendars that we don't even know what our dreams are, much less how to accomplish them. In my workshops, people often say, well, you know, my dream is to have a dream, and I'm not surprised. So I would say that first I would say people with passion and dreams live 7 to 10 years longer, it's been medically proven, and have a better quality of life. So if you don't have a dream, good time to get one. And if you're, you know, you're not sure where to look, well, just do a little inventory of your life. You know, are you happy with your body? Are you happy with your relationship? Are you happy with your work? Do you want to make any changes? If so, there's a dream. Because for me, a dream is simply something that you want. Not all dreams need to be Mother Teresa change the world dreams. We're blessed that we have people that do have those dreams, but your dream of more quality time with your family, your dream of being paid well for doing what you love, your dream of being healthy and fit, or coaching or mentoring our future generation, these are really important dreams. So the gift that I want to give you, Dream University is the only university in the world solely dedicated to helping people achieve dreams. And we have the inner component, who are you, your purpose, your passion, your mission, your calling, and then the outer, what do you do with that, and how do you bring it out into the world? So these three ebooks are designed to help you with, instead of the ABCs, the CBAs, help you get clear about what you want. For many people, the hardest step. Believe in yourself and your dreams, which is a choice, and we will teach that at the Women of Wisdom workshop. And then A, prove that you really do believe in your dreams by taking action. So a simple action step you can take right now, here's the URL for three free ebooks, a little thank you gift for listening today. Go to dreamuniversity.com/gift, G-I-F-T, www.dreamuniversity.com/gift. Download the three ebooks, and if there's anyone you want to share the books with, just forward them the link instead of the books, and I'm happy to have you pay it forward and use these tools to help yourself and others get in touch with new dreams and make those dreams a reality.
Well, thank you. That's a great gift to give people, because sometimes we don't know the first step to take. Some people, you talked about going inside and that process of listening, you know, to what's my next step? You know, what do I, you know, some people don't even know to take the first step of how do I meditate? Where do I find this information inside me? You know, I've never, cause we don't stop. We go all the time. I think that's one of the problems is we're always doing that we don't take time for ourselves.
Yeah, and you know, and to live on purpose requires you have a spiritual practice so you can hear that deeper, quiet wisdom voice beneath your ego. Number two, that you know what's unique and special about you. And then number three, you find a way to be of service with it. And the dream that I hear from people more than any is, I want to know that my life matters, that it has meaning. You know, and standing in your purpose, the quality of your life and the quality of your dreams will actually change. So these little ebooks, dreamuniversity.com/gift, will help you start to really ask the self-reflective questions that you were just talking about, Chris, to help you go in, to decide what does matter to you now, to give you the courage to say no more or no thank you to what's no longer true, so you can start to really live your life in integrity with your heart and soul.
Yeah, there is something about learning how to say no, because we say yes to so many things. Oh, yeah, I'll help you with this. Oh, yes, I'll help you do your homework. Oh, yes, I'll help you with that project. I'll help you with that nonprofit, go volunteer. Without thinking, is it because, yes, it's great to serve and to volunteer, but you also have to look at what is it, how is it serving you? Because if it's stopping you from moving forward in your dreams, then you're not honoring yourself.
Beautifully said. I agree completely. You know, and some, for many of us, and before we can start to create new dreams or have the time to pursue them, we need to say no more. No more to what's no longer true. No more to the things that are sucking the life out of us. No more to things that are out of integrity with our heart and our soul. Because as you say no more, or no thank you, and you clear the decks, you are going to have more time for what you love. And I believe the secret to living a joyful, fulfilling life is to do more of what you love every day. And for many of us, that starts with quitting something to make a little space.
Yes, and then the counter to that, there's also some times that if you don't know what your gifts are, if you don't know what you're passionate about, do volunteer. I remember when I, in my 30s, coming back, my husband and I had traveled around the world and feeling kind of, well, I had a lot of culture shock for a couple of years, but not knowing where to step into, you know, I was afraid to make the wrong decision. Well, I don't know if I'll like that. I better not try that. Well, sometimes just taking a step, you'll discover if you'll like it or don't like it. And so sometimes we have to take steps just to get ourselves going to see what we like and don't like. So there's also the reverse
effect. I love this because with one step, you're now in action. You're not just thinking about it and talking about it. People relate to you differently. You relate to you differently because you're actually doing something about it. And counter to that, what you were just talking about is the number one way that we sabotage our dreams is the doubter gets activated and starts saying things like, but what if? But what if this is the wrong step? But what if I'm heading in the wrong direction? But what if I fail? And the number one way that we sabotage our dreams is we project our doubt and fear into the dream. At the workshop, I will teach people how to tease that apart so you can get really clear about what you do want. Then we can explore what the doubts and the obstacles are. And then wherever there's an obstacle, we can design a strategy to help you overcome it. And that free ebook I just gave you, the one on believing in your dreams, we'll talk to you about the power of really hearing from the doubter. It will give you your list of obstacles. And then wherever there's an obstacle, we can design a strategy to manage it.
Yeah, it is about strategizing. So dreaming versus fantasies. I mean, you know, sometimes we can go, well, that's just a fantasy. Is that really my dream? How do we tell the difference?
Great question. I mean, the difference between a dream and a fantasy, like winning the lottery, is that in a dream you can actually do something about it. But there is a paradox, because if you never go to strategy, the dream remains a fantasy or a nice idea. But if you go to strategy too soon, often you'll wind up compromising the dream down to what you realistically believe is possible or based on what you have in your savings account or in your checkbook. So it's like I teach people, use reality, use the voice of your realist to strategize and plan rather than to compromise your dream down before you've really explored the possibilities.
Yeah, we're afraid to dream big. Oh, that, you know, we kind of put people on pedestals of those that really have achieved their dreams. They're big people out there, you know, that we see in the news and everything. And we just go, well, I couldn't possibly do that. And so,
you know, one of the
times
I was on Oprah, we went to commercial break and she came over to me and she said, Marcia, you know something that I know. And she said, it's all about believing in your dreams. Oprah Winfrey, one of the, you know, most powerful, successful women, certainly in America, you know, maybe in the world at certain levels, she said that it's all about believing in her dreams. Oprah said that if she had to attribute her success in life to any one thing, it was that she believed in her dreams, even when no one else did. And what I add to Oprah's wisdom is that sometimes there's no evidence or guarantees or promises that your dream is a good idea, but it's your putting a stake in the ground, taking a stand for it, and then putting yourself in right relationship by taking action on it that actually gives it a chance of surviving and thriving. So just like the biggest dreamers in the world, all we have to do is get clear about what it is that we want and take that first step. With one step, new resources show up, new perspective shows up. You know, you're no longer just thinking about it or talking about it. A lot of us live that, you know, maybe someday when I have extra time and money, which I don't think ever really happens, or after I retire, or once the kids go to college, then I'll pursue my dreams, as opposed to, wow, what is it that really matters to me, and what's the next step that I can take to demonstrate that I'm serious about at least exploring the possibilities?
Yes, and even if you're busy because you have a family, your kids are younger, and you know, well, I'm not going to be as free until they get into college, you can still take steps to prepare yourself for that as you go along, little steps even.
That's right. And I'm telling you, that one step, we always say, that's one of our mottos at Dream University, what's your next step? We have a course called Your Next Step. I mean, with one step, everything does change. You move from just thinking about it and dreaming about it to actually doing something about it.
Yeah, and it's really, it's easier than it sounds. And we make it harder. We think it's this huge thing. And if we break it down to steps, like you say, it's actually quite manageable.
Yes, we'll teach that at the workshop too, because, you know, we have to take our big dreams and break them down into projects and action steps. Where big dreams die is we put travel around the world or write a book on our to-do list, and then we don't get started. So we will teach you how to take your dreams and break them down into 30-day or less projects, because we must see results in order to stay motivated.
That's great. Well, we're going to talk about more about this when we come back after our break. I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. Come back. We'll talk more about creating your dreams.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
So we're back. This is Chris Stanis on Voices of Women, and I'm speaking with Marcia Weider today. So, Marcia, can you give your website address again, how people can contact you?
Oh, thanks, Chris. Sure. It's dreamuniversity.com, www.dreamuniversity.com. You'll see the three free ebooks there on the homepage. You'll see if you go to programs and live programs, the different live events, and some of our online courses as well. So please check us out.
Well, great. And Marcia is going to be giving a workshop and a evening presentation at Women of Wisdom. And you can find that information about that at womenofwisdom.org, www.womenofwisdom.org. So can you take us through your dream coach process?
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Let me do a short version of it. So, as I said, the CBAs, get clear about what you want, believe in yourself, and take action, is really the heart of it. There is a 10-step process. Step one is about setting an intention. Step two is about living with integrity. And those two steps together form the core building block for manifestation. Step number three, the ultimate act of integrity, is about living on purpose, which then helps us, step four, access the dreamer. The dreamer is the part of us that says if time and money weren't issues and you had the support of the people around you and you knew you could not fail, what would you do? So we start to open up that part of our heart and our brain. Step number five is about dealing with your doubter, because there seems to be some kind of a sacred relationship between the dreamer and the doubter. But the doubter is not the enemy, as you'll see when we get together at the workshop. Step number six is about believing in yourself and your dreams, and you do that by actually taking action. Step number seven is about developing personal practices to overcome your Achilles heel, where you might otherwise sabotage yourself. Step number eight is about turning the dreams into projects and strategies. Step number nine is the shortcut step, which is about building your dream team. And step number 10 is about living as a dreamer. And that's really about applying these principles and practices, which are simple yet profound, to every area of your life, personal, professional, relationship, health, spiritual, family, community, even fun dreams. And I would say it's not a linear process. At any time, you might have to go back and hear from the doubter or revisit your relationship to integrity. But it's a very profound process that's really designed to help people take action, lots of shortcut steps in there. And hopefully you'll be able to join us live. If not, you might want to check out the online course called 90 Days to Transform Your Life, where I go through each one of these principles slowly, in depth. It's almost like I'm walking you through the process step by step. And it's a cool thing because it's like once you open the door to really see who you are and what's stopping you, you can never not know again. The door might close again, but now you know what's behind the door. And people literally talk about their circuitry being rewired. They talk about their lives transforming. Because I think transformation actually can occur in a moment with an insight, an idea, or a decision. But then the integrity part is really living into it and changing your life and some of your habits accordingly to really live a more joyful life. I believe that we were created to create and that it is our birthright to live a life of joy, love, and abundance. That said, most of us have become really effective problem solvers and we've got one foot in, you know, reality, be realistic, that voice says, and our other foot kind of planted in our doubt, and there's collusion between this realist and doubter part. So our work is really about having you create or step into a dream that you're passionate about and then use that realist part for actually designing the strategies for producing results rather than using it to kill off the dream based on how much you have in your bank account or what they're saying on the news.
So interesting, when you describe that, I can see it's like sitting on the fence. You got one foot in the possibilities and one foot still in the doubting. If you don't remove that foot out of the doubting area, you're going to stay stuck on that fence.
That's
that
right.
True?
And then the thing that will activate the doubt is saying you're going to do it and never doing it. So that really becomes the status quo and the place where we really do get stuck. So the dream movement is about getting you to take one very specific step, stepping into your dream, slide that doubter foot over into reality, use reality to get your dreams to happen. So it's not like reality is a bad thing. We have to know where we are in order to design the strategy for where we want to go. But the question is, what has being realistic cost you? If you're overly realistic, it can cost you your passion and your dreams and years off your life. So I'm hoping that out of hearing this message, you'll be inspired to say, oh, my dreams do matter to me, or, oh, I'm in need of a new dream. And you can start small. You know, your dream might be, you know, bubble bath and a romance novel and, a glass of wine. A dream is simply something that you want. And once you start to pump up the muscle and really develop greater courage and confidence to act on what's important to you, you'll also start to dream bigger dreams.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So, we tend to think that these dreams, they have to be big, because if you see people out there who are known famous people who obviously have had big dreams, you think dreams have to be of that nature. And they really don't. To make you happy, it's even asking the question, what would make me happy today?
You know, Chris, I've been on this tour for eWomen Network where you and I last saw each other when I was in Seattle. I've been to 15 cities around the country. And what I'm discovering is a lot of us were not taught to ask that question. What will make me happy? We were taught to ask, how can I take care of myself? How can I provide for my family? So asking the question, what will make me happy? For a lot of us, it's a discovery process. We may have a list. I might say, oh, flowers make me happy, and being with my girlfriends or shopping or playing with my dogs. You know, those things make me happy. But really, you know, how do I want my life to be is a big question. It's really a big question, and it's an important question. We're given a short period of time, and I believe that if you're not happy or you just would like to be happier, dreams are a great way to get on the path to make that happen. And I agree with you. No dream is too big, and no dream is too small. The question is, what matters to you?
Yes, and that's just taking the time. You know, even if you set aside 10 minutes when you go to bed each night, to put forward what matters to me and what do I want to do tomorrow. You just think of one day and just spend that 10 minutes to visualize it and get clear. Oh, this would be really great to do tomorrow. Instead of what we tend to do is, oh my God, I've got to do this X, Y, Z, or it's A through Z tomorrow and you're in overwhelm. To just take a breath and go, well, what could I do for 10 minutes? Even though I know I have to do all these things, what would make me happy for 10 minutes? We can always find 10 minutes.
I agree.
It's just sometimes we don't take that time. We
That's
think we
right.
don't have it, you know, and I think in talking to you, what I'm, what I'm very aware of that's very important is setting up around you people who support you. Don't talk to the naysayers. Don't give them your energy away to them. They're draining you of the energy of that dream. And somebody, you know, like what you said, those people who said when you quit your $3 million company to go move to San Francisco, are you crazy? If you had listened to them, you would be still in DC and probably be, you know, very successful, have lots of money, have a successful company and hating it.
I'd be buried in snow right now.
Yeah.
I would say that, we have a free community. If you go to dreamuniversity.com and click on community, you can, and if you have a dream, you can post your dream. You can use it to commit to a wow. We use wow as well. Our wow is within 1 week. What action step will you take? And when you put your dream up in our community, there are 8,000 people there that are going to reach out to you and say, how can I help? And they're going to celebrate. Celebrate you and encourage you and challenge you and help you. That's really the most important thing. So we started the community because people kept telling us they felt so alone. I'm sure it's probably the same reason why you created your conference. When we come together in community and collaboration, especially around a shared vision, and even if that vision is to help each other achieve our dreams, well, now it brings more meaning. We really get that we're not alone, and often help is just one phone call or one email away. So if you're feeling alone and isolated in what you're doing, please get the free ebooks. Go to dreamuniversity.com/gift. Check out the community and consider joining. It's completely free. You know, and there's also hundreds of dream coaches there that are, you know, volunteering to answer your questions, to help you, support you, encourage you, so that we really all know that we never are alone.
Well, that's very important because I find women particularly can feel very isolated. And one of the things with Woman of Wisdom, people come and they connect with other people and they listen to other people's stories. Stories are so important and they're so healing. And to listen to someone else's story and they realize, oh my God, I'm not alone. And they're given permission to share their story. And so it's that coming together where anywhere you can go to be with other people, even if it's online, to connect with these people on your site, then you get rid of that isolated feeling alone, which tends to just, you get buried in all your fears and your feelings and overwhelm because you've got nowhere to go with them. And so it's really important to stop our isolation. So we're going to take a break again. And this is Chris Stainis with Voices of Women. We will return with Marsha Weider and sharing more on how to achieve success.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Marcia Weider, and she is America's Dream Coach. So we've been talking about how you can set yourself up for really getting what you want in your life, really manifesting your dreams and all the steps about that. So, Marcia, can you offer some shortcuts for success to our listeners?
Sure. I mean, I think the number one way to experience greater ease and shortcuts on any dream is to share your dream with other people. But most of us don't want to. We don't like to. It's scary because if I tell you my dream, you might laugh at me. I might fail. And what will you think of me? You might steal my idea. We hear that one sometimes. But the really big reason why we don't want to share our dreams is if I tell you my dream, you might expect me to do something about it. And by the way, that's why coaching has become a multi-billion dollar industry, because when we tell someone else our dream, we're much more likely to do something about it. But, you know, just recently in my own life, like I said, the process is never linear, and I've been teaching this for 30 years, but I have this dream of moving to Los Angeles and doing a television show. But when somebody recently said to me, why are you going to L.A., I heard myself in a very wimpy voice say, well, I believe there might be a media opportunity for me. And I kind of, like you, I heard myself say that. I'm like, what is that? And I realized how vulnerable it is to share a dream when you don't know if or how it's actually going to come true. And this is really part of the muscle that we develop. We have a training called How to Be an Inspiring Speaker, because your ability to talk to anyone, anytime, any place about your dream in a way that inspires them to get behind you or hire you or invest in you really is the shortcut step. So, I heard myself say it, and then the next time I said to someone, oh, I'm moving to L.A. to develop a television show, he said, oh, I have a resource for you. And I think the difference was, you know, if I'm kind of wishy-washy, then other people don't take us seriously. So your ability to articulate your dream with clarity so people get it, to express it with passion so people get excited for you or with you, and then most importantly, your ability to inspire or invite other people to join you, that's the shortcut step.
Great. Yeah, that's so true, of sharing and talking about it. And we are so many times afraid to speak it because people, you said people might laugh at us, but also
you expect us to do something.
Yeah, and that's probably a good thing. I know that if you really want to push yourself and give yourself a good kickstart, just say it out loud to somebody, because then you go, okay, now I got to do something. What am I going to do? But what you'll find is you'll get support. They'll go, yay. And if you're not getting the support and it's something you really want to do, talk to somebody else. Don't stop there. Find people who will support it. So, yeah, that sharing. And the passion part, like how do we tap into that passion? Because if we don't express it passionately, people are going to get like, oh, doesn't sound like you really want to do that.
And you know what? If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Life is filled with so many things that we have to do and that we need to do. Let your dreams be the thing that you really want to do, that you're inspired to do, that either comes from your purpose and mission and you're driven to it out of that, or it's something that you believe in, or it's something that just makes you happy. You know, then you'll be able to, at the end of your life, whenever it comes, and we never know when that will be, at least you'll be able to say that you lived your life, and that's what's important.
Well, that just gave me another thought of really finding out if something is true for you, if you are sharing it, and you have a passion meter, and you can feel like, well, that wasn't very passionate. Maybe that's not what I really want to do. Oh, that I really felt passionate. And sometimes you get the response from other people, and they go, wow. You can, when you're passionate about something, you feel that response, that resonance, you know, and it feels right, and you'll know you're on the right direction. You're going the right direction when you
and you and I are in sync, because in my the book I was on Oprah with, which is called Making Your Dreams Come True, there's a passion scale in there, and throughout the process, I keep having you come back to rate yourself, take the passion meter and rate your level of passion. Because if you're not turned on and excited about it, it's going to be very hard to get other people to be.
That's true. And you want other people to be passionate about it too, for you, excited. You want that excitement. And I'm excited about you going to LA doing a TV show. I want to put that out there for you. Make it happen.
Thank you. And I'm excited about coming and speaking at your event. You know, your event's been going on for many, many years. You're a very respected resource in the personal growth and development area, a spiritual teacher by your own right. And the fact that you put together Women of Wisdom and for several days, all these years, and you were a baby when you started, but all these years, you know, still growing strong. And I want to personally invite everyone who's listening, join us at this event. It's coming up. Chris will give you all the details on it. But come to my event, learn how to dream big again. And even if you are a big dreamer, come to be in a room filled with like-minded spirits, kindred folks who are also dreaming big. We're all together. We're there about lifting each other up, encouraging each other, and helping each other become successful.
Yes, and what happens at the conference, I'm glad you talked about this, is the connections you make. So you may have a dream, but, you know, we can't do these alone. Most of the time we can't do it alone. We need other help. We need people on our team. We need the connections. And so it's a great place to come connect with others. And sometimes you might have an idea that you're passionate about, but you don't know what it looks like. And you meet somebody and they're doing something and it sparks ideas and you get
exactly.
Really creative. And then you go, oh, let's do this. I mean, organizations have formed out of Women of Wisdom where people have connected. They have made shamanic dream groups. They have made a study group where they went and studied all the, you know, got together once a week and read books and studied things. So all sorts of things have developed because people came together and talked about things that they like or things that they want to do. And so that gives you an opportunity to explore what your dreams are. And that's just great. So one of my obstacles, one of the things that I deal with, you brought up, you know, me having done this 19 years at Women of Wisdom, but we are a nonprofit organization. And so I am faced with, I'm affected by others with, you know, I may have my dream. Being a founder, you always have your dreams of organization. But when you're a nonprofit, you have a board. So you have other people's dreams and there may be conflicting ones and you have to learn to negotiate and talk through it. And so we get affected in that group process. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I think, you know, whenever possible, we need to surround ourselves with fabulous people, at least one other person. And if you can't find anyone, go hire a coach. You can hire a certified dream coach. But, I mean, I think any time that we can come together with people who are visionary, who are like-minded, who can lift us up, that's what can sometimes help us traverse those tough times when we're with other people who are saying, you're going to do what? You know, I'll also say this, that if you have not dealt with your own doubt and you meet other doubters on the road, their doubt will magnify yours. But if you've dealt with your own doubt, and we'll teach you how to do this at the workshop, then, you know, if you meet another doubter, it's like by contrast, it becomes the opportunity to deepen your commitment and your conviction to your dream. So I do think that these are muscles and resources that we can pump up so that we can really be, you know, ready for whatever the world throws at us.
Yeah, and it is gathering the people. I mean, we have great people together on our Women of Wisdom board, and we have learned, we've been together for many years, and we've learned to work with each other and share, and talk and work through that, all these issues that come up, because we all have kind of different pieces of the puzzle of what we want to make happen in our dreams for the organization. And so it's really working together to create, to co-create. And that's what Women of Wisdom is about. So I'm going to need to end the show now. It's been great talking to you, Marcia.
I've loved having this time, really getting to know you better, Chris, and I'm so honored and privileged. And I'm going to be there for two talks. So if you're listening, if you can come for both, great. If you can come for one, that's okay as well. And if you can't make it, then take advantage of the gift so that you really get a tool and a resource that will support you in taking your next step on your dreams. And Chris, thank you for being a visionary, for dreaming big dreams, and continuing to do whatever it takes, especially during these crazy challenging times, to make your dream a reality. And I'm really, really honored to be part of it.
Yes, we're glad you're going to be with us, and thank you for being on the show today. So Marcia's going to be sharing her gifts February 17th to 21st at the 19th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. You can read the full schedule of events on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. You can also bring a friend. So if you register for Marcia's workshop or another half-day workshop, you can bring a friend for $25. So that's a savings. I want to leave you with this thought today. Dream big. Take some time to realize what it is you really want in your life and start by taking some small steps each day that will move you towards fulfilling your dream. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. You can contact me through my website, wisewomanpublishing.com, author of the best-selling Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. It's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book. It supports Woman of Wisdom also. You can purchase that at our website, womanwisdom.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. So thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women. Please join me every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, where I will have conversations with powerful women to inspire you. Next week, I'll be talking to Yvonne Oswald, author of Every Word Has Power. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.